started first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI.
Welcome back, welcome back. Here's Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlights. Let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and
let me ride.
Swing down, chariot, stop and
let me ride.
Can I ride with you, Lord?
Ride home with the Lord.
Oh, can I go home with you, Lord?
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, take me back with you, Lord.
Ride home with the Lord.
Swing down, carry on, stop in,
let me ride.
And my brother gone too. Will you stop and
let them ride?
All they want to do is ride.
Ride with Jesus.
Oh, can they ride?
Ride home with the Lord.
Ride, let them ride, Lord, yeah.
Ride with Jesus.
Will you take us to our home?
The Lord.
Lord, you said you was coming back as a thief in the night.
In the night, in the night.
I don't want you to come back and my heart ain't right.
Heart ain't right.
You said you was going to prepare another home for me.
Home for me.
And I could be with you throughout eternity. Shed tears when our loved ones are going to get their crown. But Lord, at that time, my heart will be fixed, my mind will be made up, my soul will be heaven bound. And oh, can I ride with you, Lord? Oh, so many of my loved ones got on that chariot. Reverend Julius Cheek, I believe you swinging and shouting.
Ride with Jesus.
Brother Willie Banks,
God is still in charge.
With Jesus.
Pop, why did you say it?
Ride
with Jesus.
Frank Williams, I heard you say it. Your grace and mercy. Daniel Scott, you said that God was going to separate the right from the wrong.
Jesus.
Edwin McKenzie, you told us in your last words.
We Jesus.
In the sweet by and by. With the all-gibbon and chariot. Going home.
Ride home with the Lord.
To be with the Lord.
That's the sounds of Doc McKenzie and the Gospel Highlight out of Lake City, South Carolina. Welcome and thank you for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You better tell somebody. I know that's right.
My dreams are far. If I
We are live from the studios here at Raleigh, North Carolina. Feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. I'm your host, The Anointed One. Now, let's get back with more of the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music. You're catching the wave. I love that.
Through all my trials, worship and obey. I hope you don't mind if we say this right here. Say it one more time. I found out a long time ago, no matter who you are, where you come from,
give
the
way
to that. And if you want it, trust and obey. I hope you don't mind if I say this. From all the prophets of old, the story was told
that Jesus did away.
What you say? You know what you got to do. If you want it to, no matter what your problem may be, all you got to do, quit and trust and obey. I want to say that one more time. If you want it to,
if you want it to,
if you don't believe me, just trust in him.
I don't know about you, but
I've been told,
yeah. Oh, I don't know about you.
You're catching the wave, and we are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Have you been born again? Look, I pray that you are. All right, let's continue with more great gospel music. To God be the glory for the things he's doing. Ever let you down? Have you ever known Jesus to let you down? Huh? He's always there, huh? All you got to do is call him. He's there. Guess what? And his spirit dwells on the inside of you. You're catching the wave.
I've been longing to meet you. In the mix, NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me.
About my
tell him all about my trouble.
Jesus won't trust in Jesus and never doubt. I know he will bring you out. Jesus, he won't leave. The Lord won't leave you alone. Let's tell him one more time. No, not alone. And no, not alone. And no, not alone. No, 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 no. Jesus, Jesus won't leave you alone. Tell him one more time. No, not alone. Come to us. You've got sickness in your home right now. Call on Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's love, salvation in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. If there's trouble in your home, call on Jesus. He will come down from his throne. And he won't leave you alone.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
The hottest mixes on the planet.
Yes, yes.
You're rocking with the best. Remember this track. Remember this track. We're about to take it back
with the Anointed One.
There is nothing that is more precious.
Jesus.
for myself, no right of a deed. I accept him at a early age, no right of a
deed.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah. Come on to me.
Jesus.
I'm glad I accepted
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
When I got in trouble,
Jesus.
He came to my rescue.
Jesus.
When I was in darkness,
Jesus.
He was a light in my pathway.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
The more I call him, the more I understand
Jesus.
What calling to mean to me.
Playing live, playing live.
You ain't my man.
The Anointed One.
Lord, you've been so. So. Lord, I don't know what I would do, but if I had wings, ooh, let the phone in the do y'all.
Be
your
friend.
The sounds of Javi Watkin Jr. and the Canton Spirituals. I pray you're having a great time. You can join us on our website, nfiradio.com. Let's go back down memory lane with another one I know you're familiar with. And turn it up just a little bit more. I feel like giving them some praise.
Someone will be a vessel made of gold and shining bright. Some will be of silver, walking daily in the light. Some will be for honor, made for Jesus' hands to use.
tongue will glorify him. Answer now, will this be you? Someone will be a vessel that's made of wood. Some will be a brand and reprobate concerning good. Some be vessels of dishonor, hypocrites, unclean, untrue. Some be farming out of their own shame. God forbid that this be someone will overcome and sit with Jesus on his throne. Some the blessed Savior will not blush to call his own. Some will go to meet him, being faithful, tried and true. Some will share the victory. May God grant that. Someone, God's word will all prove true. Someone.
If you have to show,
Gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave here live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. Look, I want to invite you to join us on our NFI television broadcast that airs every Friday night at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RTN 22. And you can also join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the New Spectrum TV, Channel 24. For more information, you can feel free to give us a call right here at 347-215-8049, or you can call us at 919-443-5994, our 24-hour hotline. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music. You're catching the wave. You're number one Christian station in the world.
Thank you. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings to the nation. We're singing to the whole nation today. Hallelujah. We're singing to the old. We're singing to the young people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're singing to the wise. And we're singing to the uneducated. Oh, it makes no difference. To the power of Texas today, we're singing to the man standing on the street corner. We're singing to the wealthy and to all the homeless people. We want you to know that Jesus saves, and not only that, church, to our men and women. He loves you too.
Thank you.
LFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
How many of y'all sure enough know that you got Jesus? And that's enough. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. It goes just like this. There's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. You got to stop and block my progress most of the time. The mean thing they say don't make me feel bad. I can't miss the win I never had yet.
I got Jesus.
Good God Almighty. Let me tell you this right here. So many times I didn't have a dime. I told nobody for the Lord. I said he heard my plea. Came to see about me. He's my all in all. When you
Jesus,
he stands by my side when my going gets tough. I got you.
I got Jesus.
Good God Almighty.
And
don't you know he reigns?
He reigns.
He saved.
He saved.
He brought me.
He brought me.
He taught me.
He taught me.
Then my friend. Then my God.
Fell on me.
I tried to grab my feet, my hands.
here. I want everybody, lift your hand like these young folks do. Lift your hand, and if you sure enough know you got Jesus, when I count to three, I just want you to jump up like these young folks do and give God some praise. Y'all get ready. One, two, three, I got
carrying someone who needs a friend, carrying just to know.
Satan trying to get busy up in here. He couldn't sing like he wanted to. Those of you that's from Tupelo, y'all know he can sing. And let me tell you something. I'll buy Satan back in hell where he belongs. I'd have a church folks up in here. Stretch forth your hand right now. Stretch, if I got some saved folks in here, stretch forth your hand right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you as humble as we know how. We ask you to touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you got to go. Satan, you have no authority here. Satan, get out of here. And we say in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'll open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for being here today. Hallelujah. It's exciting to be in the house today. I'd like to send out the program to all of the bereaved family, to those that's in the hospital, to those that's hurting and in pain, those in prison. I'd like to send out the program to those people and those that's in the nursing homes. And I thank God for Jesus. And I say, oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Today we're going to go into the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. And we're going to start reading at verse 12. 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. Start reading at verse 12, and this is what it says. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to vow the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears intent unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even as I open my mouth, Lord, bless your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you stand by our houses, God. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger while we worship you in the beautiful beauty of holiness, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless Reverend Kernan. Oh, God, even as he, hallelujah, opened up this venue for us to be able to preach the word and teach the word and send the word out all over the world. Lord, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, all of the preachers that have programs that's coming on, all of the everybody else that's, even if they're not preachers but teachers, that have programs, hallelujah, teaching the folks that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, we say thank you. And then, Lord, remember Apostle May Godfrey in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, Apostle Bobble Watkins in the name of Jesus and her church family. Lord, remember my pastor, hallelujah, Elder Adrian Richardson in the name of Jesus and his mother, Pastor Myrtle Richardson and her husband. And all of the other people, hallelujah, that's in my church family. I said, Lord, thank you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray this prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I keep thinking about Cain. Whenever I start preaching or teaching, most of the time I think about Cain and Abel. But a lot of time it'll bring me right back to this chapter, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. And I think about what God said, if my people, well, who are his people? See, because the people in the over, we're looking in the New Testament, they said, we're all God's children. But Jesus said, no, you're not. Nope. Not so. Not so. Everybody not God's children. Because those that have not repented of their sin is not God's children. But I can tell you this. God loves you. Whether you're his child or not, he loves you. And the reason that I say that is because when he died for me, he died for you too. And I thank God for Jesus. And I think, when I think about how the fact that he died for me, I get all something and choked up. I get choked up. Because I can't think of nobody that I would deliberately die for that was mistreating me. And the people mistreat Jesus and they call themselves Christians on a regular basis and that's not so. He said, if my people which are called by my name Christian, you go back and get a root word for that is Christ. Christ. We're Christ's children. He lives in us, inside of us, through the Holy Spirit. And when we need something, we can go to the Father. We can go to the Father, and he said he would give it to us. He didn't say he would sell it to us. He said he would give it to us. But he let his son, God the Father, stayed in heaven, but he sent his son to earth. His son took his crown off. He took his, the son, Jesus, took his crown off and laid it aside because, see, he's fully God. Jesus is fully God, 100% God. But he's fully human. He's fully human because he wanted to understand how we feel. That's how come I get confused when I see people that have not walked in somebody else's shoes. There's a judge in that person. And I don't know why you would judge somebody else's servant. These God's servant and we have a tendency to judge that servant and we haven't walked 2 inches in their shoes. Look what they did. They messed up. They did this. I was looking at the thing last night Ask the Pastor. That was the show that I was looking at. Ask the Pastor. And somebody had written in and asked, should this man be teaching people about counseling people about being saved, about marriage, when he himself got up and left his marriage? And I listened to all of those pastors speak, and I'm sure they said what they thought was right. And I heard the bishop say, well, you know, God forgives everybody, but I wouldn't sit under. So that says to me, well, we got somebody right here now that's holier than Jesus. Because nowhere in the Bible can I find that when somebody messed up, that Jesus told them, now you sit down, you ain't worthy to teach no more. But every one of the disciples that I've seen messed up. They might not have done the same thing as Judas did, but they messed up. Peter decided, I don't know that man, and he even cussed when he said it. He even cut off one of the men's ribs. Hallelujah. But he said, this was God said. God said, if my people, who are my people? The Christians. They were first called Christians at Antioch. Christian means the base part is Christ or Christians. Hallelujah. They're God's people. Okay. Which are called by my name shall humble themselves. How do you humble themselves? Now, this is where I go back and think about Cain and Abel. Abel was very humble. God told him what to give as an offering, and he gave what God told him that was acceptable on the altar. But Cain decided, that's not what I want to give, and I won't give it. You will accept what, and that this is not the words that came out of his mouth, but his actions said, you will either accept what I give you, or you won't get anything. That's what his actions said. So he wasn't going to humble himself. He was going to set up and show that he was visiting God, and he was going to give God what he wanted to give him, whether he liked it or not. So we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Hallelujah. And tell the Lord, Lord, I understand. Hallelujah, that we need to give you what you ask for. And that's how you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And you humble yourself and pray. Okay, how do you pray? Hallelujah. Talk to the Lord. You talk to him. You tell him what you need to tell him. And then you stop and you listen to see what he's going to tell you. If you don't hear him saying anything, hallelujah, then go back to your Bible and hallelujah, start reading and see if there's anything that jump off the page at you. Because a lot of times, hallelujah, when God is speaking to you, he's speaking to you from his word, and it feels like some passage that you see would jump out and slap you across the face, and you say, oh, that's what you're talking about, Lord. I've read that 50 times, and I had never seen that in that light before. But hallelujah, and I was standing in church one time, the first time this happened to me. Hallelujah, I had my hands up, and my eyes was closed, and I usually don't shut my eyes. But, hallelujah, I usually just put my hands up, and I praise God, and hallelujah, I heard myself speaking in tongues way down in my bread basket. My mouth won't open, my mouth won't move, nothing was coming out of my mouth, but I could hear the Holy Spirit down in my gut speaking. Hallelujah. I could hear it. I could hear him talking down in there. And that let me know what it means when the Lord is speaking. He speaks in a whole lot of different ways. Sometimes it's just a thought that he gives you. Sometimes, hallelujah, it's a word in scripture that he gives you. But let me tell you, when God is speaking to you, he will never tell you anything that disagrees with whatever is written in the word of God. And that's called the Holy Bible. He won't do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they seek my face. How you seek his face? Hallelujah. You start talking to him. Hallelujah. You can look up. Look up to him. You can look up to him. A whole lot of times you can just put your hands up and praise him. Just say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, all of the for your grace. Lord, I thank you for your mercy. Lord, I thank you for your glorification, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. You put your hands up and you pray. And you thank God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can sing a song. Hallelujah to the Lord. Even when your voice sounds like mine. Hallelujah. He accept that. Because he told some of them, like my sister, he told her, hallelujah, to come into his presence with singing. And he said, come in, and he said, told them to sing, come into his presence with singing. And he told me to make a joyful noise because he knows, hallelujah, that my singing is not that beautiful, but to him it is. It's joy when he hear me worshiping and praising him. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Man, then he said, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. Oh, and some people think, well, I'm saved now. I don't have no sin. But the Bible says, you say you don't have no sin and you tell a lie. And the truth is not in you. Because you can say something and you think you're telling the truth. When God knows that it's a lie. So then when you know that you're telling a lie, then you go back and repent. How do you repent? Rather than to keep saying that same thing, because you don't want to lose faith. You turn around and you keep saying that same thing and over and over and over. No, you don't. You go back and say, well, Lord, I said that thing, and I'm so sorry. Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. And help me, hallelujah, to have control of my mouth. So that I won't keep saying that same old thing. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I glorify you. Hallelujah. and then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Hallelujah. But you see, here the thing is, people are not repenting. When people are out in the street and they're having the biggest fight right now over the fact that they want the right to murder the babies. Hallelujah. And they don't want you to say nothing about it. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, thou shall not murder. Hallelujah. In the original text, it said, thou shall not murder. Hallelujah. And they said, and some go as far as to say, hallelujah, that is not a baby yet. So if you can tell me, hallelujah, when that egg is fertilized, at what point does it become, hallelujah, if a human being, if it's not a human being when that egg is fertilized? Hallelujah. God said, hallelujah, that he knew us before we were even put in the womb. When we were put in the womb, hallelujah, he knew us. When we come forth out of the womb, he knew us. He had sanctified us. Hallelujah. But so that means when the egg was fertilized, the very millisecond that baby, that egg was fertilized, it was a human being. When a dog get pregnant, the minute that those eggs get fertilized, those are little puppies in there. When a cat get pregnant, the second that the cat get pregnant, it's a bunch of little kittens in there. Hallelujah. So we can call it what we want to, but the truth is what it is. People want you to preach, but they don't want you to say nothing about the acts that they do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't want you to say nothing about it. They don't want you to preach about sin. They don't want, hallelujah, to say nothing about what your child is doing. Hallelujah. You don't just set up and pick out what some one person is doing and don't say nothing about what the other person doing. You pick out what the Word of God said, and whatever the Word of God said, let the chips fall where they will or where they may. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God that the chips ought to fall where they will or fall where they may. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to preach the truth wherever I happen to be. If it fall on me, I'm going to preach the truth. Because if I'm preaching, I preach in a way so that whatever the Word of God say, and the chips fall where they may, and it's pointing back at me, when I get through preaching, I heard what I said. I'm coming back. I said, Lord, you know what? I heard what I said. Lord, I messed up. Lord, you help me to get this thing straightened out. You help me to get it straightened out, Lord. Because I don't want, when I meet you, I want you to have a smile on your face. I don't want you to tell me to leave, get up out of your face because you don't see me. Because you don't know me. And not only you don't know me, you never knew me. No, 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 no. I want to meet you in peace, Lord. Hallelujah. I've done some stuff in my life, Lord, but everybody that I see that you called to do something had done some bad stuff. Hallelujah. And you forgave them all. And once you forgave them, you didn't tell them that. And I don't know what people get this mess from when you repent. And they say, well, you sit down, or we going to set you down, and we going to watch you. Well, who going to watch you? Jesus didn't set nobody down. What he did was told him to go and sin no more. The woman that he met at the well had five husbands, and then she had another one. And then he didn't tell her, well,
when you sat down and we're going to watch you, that woman went off immediately and started preaching. And he just said, well, no, you can't do that because you had all them husbands. He let her go ahead and preach, and she was a Samaritan woman. But he let her go ahead and preach and point the way to him. Hallelujah. And then even in the Old Testament, Jonah was mad. I mean, he was totally mad, and he wanted to see all of them folks go to hell. He hated them because they had mistreated his people. He was mad with them. He wanted to see them go to hell. So what he did, instead of God told him to go to Nineveh, he went on down to Tarshish. Because he knew that God would save him. And God, he didn't want God to save him. And so God sent a big fish to give him a taxi cab ride. Hallelujah. That fish had a taxi cab ride, and he went over there and sat out and was spit out on the coastline, on the beach. But Jesus, God said, if my people who are called by my name, whose name? His name, will humble themselves and pray. No, I've got to have my way about this. I've got to have my way, and people in churches right now, hallelujah, want to have their way. That's how come a lot of churches breaking up. That's how come it's a whole bunch of denominations. That's why it is, because nobody wants to humble themselves and pray. Everybody wants to have their way. Hallelujah, but we better start praising God, because Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back for a church without a spot nor a wrinkle. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Now, mine eyes, verse 15. Now, God said, he'll forgive our sins. And I know I've been forgiven, but you know what? Sometimes I'll get upset and my mouth will take off. I don't be cursing now. I don't be cursing. But my mouth will take off before my brain crank up. I told you, blah, 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 blah. That's what I tell my children. I told you. I don't need to speak to them in that tone of voice. And I said, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me not to do that again. And it'd be a long time before I mess up with that again. But I still, I'm a human being, and I my mouth start flapping before my brain crank up. And that's what we need to do. Instead of saying, I don't have no sin. No, we need to humble ourselves. God said we wrong, we wrong. Okay. Now my eyes shall be open and my ear attending to the prayer that is made in this place. So when I get on my knees and begin to pray, I want the Lord to hear me. When I say, my Father, which is in heaven, so that he have no doubt as to who it is I'm praying to. My Father, hallelujah, he's personal to me, which is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. In other words, holy Lord is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Hallelujah. I want hallelujah, his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, forgive me this day. I want you to forgive me just like I forgive others. I don't want to be holding a bunch of mess in my heart. Hallelujah. And then come wanting you to forgive me. I don't want to do that, Lord. I want you to open my heart up and make sure it's clean in there. Anything that I've done that's not right. Lord, I want you to be able to forgive me the same way I forgive others. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And attending to the prayer that is made in this place, verse 16, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house. See, this house, and I ain't talking about a physical house. I'm talking about my body. God has chosen me. Hallelujah. Because he kept telling me what he wanted me to do. until I decided to go ahead and do what he wanted me to do. Hallelujah, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house. Talking about my body. I can carry the word in. I can speak through his body. I can haul off and keep this building clean that I live in. We are a spirit. We live in a body. Hallelujah. That my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Perpetually is forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for his word. Hallelujah. It's so amazing that I can preach this same message, and it come out different every time. It amazed me that my niece said she had heard me preach from the same text a lot of times, but she had never heard me preach the exact same message. And I said, oh, that's good right there, because that means when I open my mouth, I tell the Lord, Lord, you have your way, because I don't know what you need to tell these folks. These are your folks. So you tell them what you want to tell them, and I just open my mouth and let you use it. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. Now, that's the word for today. Hallelujah. And I'm also sending this program out to Pastor Nella Harris's family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I glorify you and I honor you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, remember Pat Jernigan. Jernigan. In the name of Jesus. Lord, keep my children safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And my son, Chris. And little JoJo, I thank you, Lord. Lord, I praise you and glorify you. I praise you. Lord, remember Reverend Wright, Vernish Wright, and his church family. In the name of Jesus. Lord, remember my brother Rex Wright. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for us in Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. See you next week right back here on the NFI Gospel Radio Network if it be the Lord's will. Bye-bye.